We are joined in the media center by our Camping World Series Top Fuel winner, Brittany Force, who got the job done today and retook the points lead by 7 points in the Camping World Series World Championship. Brittany was the number one qualifier, earned a bye run, then took down Antron Brown, who had been very tough on Brittany throughout the year, but in the most critical run, Brittany is able to get by Antron, setting up a battle against Tony Schumacher. He was defeated, and then the final round, it was Mike Salinas who fell by the wayside, and Brittany with a hole shot victory to take the win, her 16th career win, fifth this season, sweeping Las Vegas. Vegas has been a very good place to you. This is your third career win. As you hear all of that, Brittany, and know that you've now retaken the points lead with one race to go, just kind of walk us through where your head is at, your thoughts on this race weekend.
It shows you that Pomona is going to be exciting. I knew it would come down to Pomona, and it's going to be just a thrill for everybody. Going into it, we feel good. We're leaving in the best position that we can. You know, we dominated this weekend. We did great. We struggled the entire countdown, and we started to make ground last weekend, and I screwed up. And so coming in this weekend, we really turned it around. We've had solid runs, you know, picked up a ton of bonus points during qualifying, got that number one qualifier bonus points there, and we wanted to win today. We chased it down, and we got it done.
All right, let's open up to members of the media, starting out with Phil Burgess from NHRA National Dragster.
When you saw Justin go out earlier, did that put any more, you know, emphasis or more pressure on you? This was the time to make up ground?
Honestly, I don't look at what's going on. To me, it's just another distraction. I heard one of my guys say that he you know, got taken out early. And for me, it's, I don't care what anybody else is doing. I only care about what our team can do, what I can do as a driver, because I can't control what the other guy in the lane next to me is doing. It's only I can control what we can do. And so for me, it's just something else I don't need to be thinking about. I need to be focused. I need to keep my head clear and focused on driving our car, having a good light and turning on a wind light.
Congrats, first of all, on the win, Brittany.
Thank you.
Just to use your words, in regards to Dallas, you said, I screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
How important was it for you personally to come into this race and to show your team, I'm going to step up, I'm going to be a leader here, I'm going to take us into the championship race?
I'll tell you, it's a fight to, you know, leave on a mark like that and to feel like you've let your team down. You know, my guys, every single one of them, David Grubnick, Max Savage, every single one of those Flavor Pack guys, they're such hard workers. They put everything in that car. And then to feel like I held them back when we're in the hunt for this championship, there's no worse feeling. So it's about going home and putting in the hours, putting in the time. I mean, you know, practicing everywhere I can to be better when I get out here. And, you know, staying positive, really putting it behind you. Stop thinking about it and moving forward is the biggest key for me. And we were able to accomplish that. Again, I was a little off, you know, today, but I found it in the final round.
You talked about the final round. To get a hole shot to cap off a dominant weekend, like you talked about, how meaningful was that to end on that note?
It's huge. It's giving it back to my guys for all the times, you know, they've carried me. So it's a thank you to them. Again, I give it up to every single one of my guys. They're incredible. There's no one else I'd rather be going into this champion, the hunt for this championship with than those guys.
You talked about also you've had so many dominant performances this season. To see that kind of come back this weekend is pretty good timing heading into Pomona. How much confidence does that give you heading into
It gives us a lot of confidence. This is our career best season, 5 wins. And it's been a little while since we've been in that winner's circle. And, I mean, we didn't come close in the countdown. So today was a big turnaround for our team to get us back that number one qualifier points, move us up, and end up in that winner's circle.
Brittany, I don't know why that keeps happening. I apologize, guys. But, you know, have the lead, to dominate the season, to lose the lead, to fall back, to experience struggle, and not panic, not give up, and able to rally back and get it back. That's what I want to talk about. That's the sign of a champion. But you're in a fight still. Just want to talk about like how being tested like that and overcoming those obstacles is helpful to the overall goal.
It's tough, but I never go into anything thinking, oh, we're going to carry this number one. We're going to carry this torch all year. We know you have to be humble as a team. You know you could lose it in any second. So we always go on with that thought. We don't get too overexcited, too overconfident, because the second you do, you lose it. So again, our team, after every weekend we sit down and have long talks about, okay, where is there room for improvement? Where could we get better? What do we have to do next weekend? And it is such a team effort from these guys. And we want that number one. We want it so bad. And we're going to chase this thing till the end.
Next question.
Yeah, Brittany, you won the championship in 2017 pretty early, out of the gate, so to speak. What would that, Brittany, for us tell the one that's going to drive, compete for the championship next week?
That we could do it again. We've done it once, and we could do it again.
When you ran against Antron, did you feel like, hey, no matter what happens the rest of the day, I proved I can take out my biggest competitors?
Our whole team feels that way, just how we qualified so well. And we stayed consistent all day today. But yeah, when you take out the big hitters, it pumps you up. It motivates you. It pushes you into that next round. It gives you that confidence that you could take out the next guy.
You're going to be out at the SEMA show, I would imagine. You guys always are, the whole Force family, and got a lot of partners and a little time to press the flesh. But then on to Pomona. Give us a little Pomona preview. And are you able to disconnect from the on-track action? Or are you going to be thinking about this nonstop?
No. To answer your question, no. It's going to be, that's all we were thinking about until it was there. I wish we honestly went right into Pomona. That would, if it were up to me, that's how we would do it. Because it's just this gut ache that you carry, the what ifs, and just, you know, thinking of every scenario. So I don't know how other drivers are. I can't go home and relax and enjoy the weekend. I'm just counting down the days till we get to Pomona.
Brittany, congratulations on your win here in Vegas, retaking the points lead, one to go. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.